Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange. Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Edition of This Old Hack. What you're hearing right now is the sound of the desk actually being dragged from the house. In the background, you can hear the steady beep of a battery backup, keeping time, waiting for the return of its computer. Alright, so, here we go. Taking the desk out of the house here. And up we go. The house, and if I leave the door open for more than 30 seconds, then the cat might get out. Normally that wouldn't be a problem, but the last time I let the cat get out, it died. Not instantly either, like a slow, painful, pestilence-like, wasting away into nothingness and then finally died, breathing its last breath in the cat box. So, probably got a thunderstorm, and I'm out in the yard under the second, tallest tree in the yard. Working on my work area, which is on top of the well house, which is linked to the water table, the deepest part of the property here. And I guess if I really wanted to have some fun, I could go get this big metal 3x3 flat plate there and stand on that just for added conductivity. And that's the show. I'm gonna hack my desktop, I'm gonna install Windows, and then we'll see what happens from there. I'm getting ready to chuck up this Phillips head bit in the drill here, but first rule of tech support is if it doesn't work, try plugging it in. Well, the first one seems to be stripped out there. It'll be a fun thing to figure out. I guess we'll just go ahead and undo these other ones. You never know what to expect with stuff sometimes, you know. Alright, there's not even a screw in that hole, so that's a plus. Saving me some work here. Just a little thunder. off in the distance. Oh, that one doesn't have a support on there either, so it's just the top two. And let's see what I can use to extract this guy here. Alright, well, I got my vice grips and my pocket knife, so I'm going to attempt to pry, make a gap, and then grab the head of the screw. Here, it's starting to rain pretty good, so I don't know. Guess I'll have to move this party up on the porch there. Yeah, buddy. Come on, you monkey fucker. Always with power tools, remember to wear your safety goggles so you can hear me. This is the sound of a cordless Dremel. And I am removing the plastic around the offensive screw. Woo! That's why we wear safety glasses, ladies and gentlemen. You hear that? I would have definitely lost an eye on that one. Alright. That's the sound of exploding carbide cutting discs hitting safety glasses, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, this is why I say this is why we wear our safety masks. Because you never know when the shit hits the fan, you might not want to get any in your eyes. And, so now I replace my Dremel head and hope it is a higher quality Dremel reinforced cutoff wheel. And we'll see if we can not use it for an angle grinder this time, shall we? Well, let's see. I've got a new wheel for my new cutoff wheel for the Dremel here after breaking the disc. And I just dropped the screw that holds the disc on into the tall grass here. So I am making a replacement from a different tip, and it seems like it's going to work just fine. And I probably could have called that shot there, dropping it in the grass. I was like, well, cut the grass, won't lose shit. And then it disappeared into fairyland down there. Something saw it and thought it was shiny. And I'll try not to repeat that little mistake again. So it's not raining too bad yet. And, I might have a few minutes to get this done. Just little things like to hold you up when you try to do something in a hurry. It's like, there's no such thing as hitchhiking in a hurry, because you're not going to get there any faster waiting on somebody else to carry you along. So here we go with the Dremel. molten plastic on the finger, but otherwise, nice high quality bit there, cutting head there. So I've got two options. I can cut the rest of the plastic away, which I can probably just do now, right now, in the table. And the top should pull right. Oh, there we go. Beautiful. Very nice. All right, now, oh, this thing's got a front in the back. It's all got little veneering on it, so not too concerned with which direction I cut from, but I know which direction I want to cut first, and I'm going to have to remove a couple screws now. So let's see, I was pulling some screws here. And some of them are a little pain in the butt to get to. They're just screws. Eventually they will just come on out. Alright, there goes the drill bit out of my pocket. Let's see if I got four more to go. All this piece of wood. I was going to make another template for this cutout before I went ahead and cut it, just to make sure I had it to fit just right and everything. But I already took the garbage, and I don't have a suitable piece of cardboard, and B, I used the template to start with, and I was fairly confident at the time that it was pretty much okay. So I'm going to go ahead and cut this one, and first, of course, I'm going to break out my clamps, clamp it down to the table so I can get a good, you know, good clean cuts on it. Don't want it jumping around or moving or anything on me while I'm trying to hack away here. This one C-clamp I got is like 6 inches or something. You have to use it. I had to get it for using it to do brakes so you could push the cylinder in to get the brake off so you could replace it, you know. So you actually have to use the C-clamp and like a piece of wood and, you know, whatever else to do it right. But here we go. Firing laser beam, which doesn't really work, but we're going to fire laser beam anyway. And all loose, dangly articles are secured so we don't get sucked into the machinery here. Hope we know what we're missing. Safety goggles. Oh, son of a bitch. What I get for leaving tools sitting around. I just stepped on my Dremel, stepped on the cutoff disc I was planning on using to cut that bolt off that we cut around earlier. But we'll see what happens with it. And it's not completely broken. Maybe it'll fly off and I'll get saved by the safety glasses. Alright, here we go. One cut. Alright. Like I said, I was just going to take 4 cuts, but one clamp is here in the way, so I got the other one on the other side, so we should be alright for this couple cuts here. So this is cut 1. This is B cut. Cut 3. And I did cut 4 first, obviously. Not remembering that I'd already numbered. And this thing's supposed to have a dust chute on it, but I swear the dust wasn't shooting anywhere but directly into my face. So, alright, so I'm here inside of the actual closet, and the first thing we see is that the template there is, it's not gonna work there, sonny boy. You know, it's a little too fat in the head there, you know, so... So it needs a little reduction. I mean, it fits where I measured it at, but obviously the board's distance varies as it goes down. And so if it was supposed to be right here, then making it fit would be a little more difficult. But it just needs a little trim one little spot, and I think that'll be it for this particular show. Well, that one works nicely for a bottom shelf. Alright, so we're going to take the last 2, 4, 6, 8 screws out of this monkey, and we'll take the last 16 out, I guess, if you count all of them. And after we do that, well, I can just take the first 4 out and we can cut it using the last board we cut as a template. Then we will be able to cut this one a little better, a little more accurately. And like I said, due to the way the drywall is screwed into the post there, kind of haphazardly, then probably have to do some creative finish work to make it all look nice. So, one more thing to look forward to when we get to the finish work. Now that we got that board out, we can get our last few screws together here. Get them all together. We might need them later, you never know. I think I'm planning on reusing most of everything from the desk and converting it into the nice sturdy cabinet plan that I've been trying to stick to so far, and I think I'm doing all right with that. So anyway, let's continue off. Got the board off. Now I'm going to turn the table back upright. Trying to hurt myself in the process, and we've got our next board. Got our previous board as a template. They're going to go roughly in the same spot. So. Going to line them up, and I know where I cut and how it doesn't fit. So get a pen and mark it off, and then we'll get ready to cut again.
This train is inbound.
From Sector C.
My crime is that of outsmarting you.
If you have not yet submitted your identity to the retinal clearance system,
communications interface online.
You're not dealing with AT&T.
Automatic medical systems engaged.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Defensive weapon selection system activated. Have a very safe day.